off. This party looks whack. Let's take it back to straight hip hop and start it from scratch. I'm about to bloody.
Now on Stitcher Radio, iTunes, and Spreaker, we present the one and only Breakdown Sports Show. The best run sports talk show in the Carolinas on the interwebs. With your host, the never intimidated or duplicated Big Shot Bob.
I like what I saw from Cam.
And the man at the top of the summit, the man bringing it home, Rocky.
Lorenzo Cain to teach Cam Newton how to slide.
The show starts now.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas. Of course, I am Rocky. Joining me today is BBB, Beautiful Big Shot.
What's happening?
What's up, man? How you?
I'm good.
Another great day in Charlotte, North Carolina. We got a great show for you today, and we are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with the Attitude Broadcasting Company. It's the Attitude Era, baby.
Absolutely.
The new
ABC. The new ABC. We got a great show planned for you today. We got Patrolling, Dummies of the Week, two words for you, some baseball we'll sprinkle in, NHL we'll talk about for a few minutes. We got a good show, and Bon Voyage, and Sunshine Players of the Week. Let's get into it. We got Patrolling first.
BSS Carolinas presents Patrolling, where we highlight the troll athletes of the week. Patrolling the websites just for you, the clown on your favorite athletes.
All right, there we go.
The Twitter whistle gets me every time, man.
It wakes you up.
Wow. Whoa. It's all in my eardrums.
I try to turn it down that time.
It's all good, man. I need a little kick. Caffeine ain't enough.
You got any patrolling?
I have Daniel Cormier and Jon Jones. You know UFC 200 is fastly approaching, and they are the main event for UFC 200. Daniel Cormier has been taking some more shots at Jon Jones. He posted a video where it was, have you seen the movie Happy Madison? I mean, Happy Gilmore.
Yes.
Where Shooter McGavin was talking to Adam Sandler, who's Happy Madison, of course, Happy Gilmore in the movie, and Shooter was telling him, I eat pieces of like you for breakfast. Yeah. And that's what he directed at Jon Jones. And then he also put a picture of a heavy bag that has like Jon Jones' likeness spray painted or something on it, and Jon Jones' grill looks all crazy and stuff. And Daniel Cormier is taking swings at it like what? I mean, Daniel Cormier is a trip, man. And, you know, Jon Jones, he jabs him back, telling him, I'm glad you're having fun as your last days as a paper champ. So the fight should be good, man. I can't wait for UFC.
It's coming up, right?
UFC 199 is this weekend. Luke Rockhold, the first defense of his middleweight crown that he took from Chris Weidman. It was supposed to be the rematch, but Weidman had to pull out because of some injury. The only injury was that he got his ass whipped by Rockhold in the first fight, and he didn't want that to happen again. But UFC 200, I think, is July.
That's July, yeah. I knew that was in July, but I couldn't remember when 199 was.
199 is this weekend. Check it out.
Definitely watch it. You better watch out who you waking up. I mean, that monster, John Bone Jones, I'm telling you, man. Don't play with that.
That boy is, he's a bad
you
man.
You better be able to back it up. You don't trash talk somebody, I got all respect for you if you can back it up.
He's going to have his chance.
So, we'll see. You got any more?
That's it, man, because I know you got a good one.
This first one. I love the rivalry, man, and they haven't even played yet. Michigan's Jim Harbaugh takes shot at Alabama's Nick Saban over satellite camps on Twitter. Coach Harbaugh says, amazing to me, Alabama broke NCAA rules and now their head coach is lecturing us on the possibility of rules being broken at camps. Truly amazing.
Pew, pew, pew. Shot taken. Pew, pew, pew. Man, to go after
Plaxico
the king.
First comes out and says, "I guess you got to snitch to get ahead. Damn shame."
Oh, snap. Even Plaxico taking shots. Pew, pew, pew. You got to pull the D'Angelo Russell on people to get ahead, huh? Tell everybody business.
Why? Nick Saban, come on, man. Really? Why are you?
Nick Saban doesn't like it because he wants to be on vacation. These satellite camps allow coaches to keep working. Jim Harbaugh gets to touch more kids without having to fly everywhere. You know, Nick Saban's just used to being, oh, we're Alabama. I'm giving you a call. I know you want to come, either come or not. But now with Jim Harbaugh in the fray, Urban Meyer's still a great recruiter. My man down at LSU,
You talking about Les Miles?
Yeah, Les Miles. You know he's down there recruiting. Now you got one of your guys over at Georgia hitting the recruiting marks, and these satellites are just going to allow them to come into your backyard and recruit. It's no time for Nick Saban to be fishing. Nick Saban's 70. Nick don't want to be out there killing himself 12 months a year. You know, he wants his time off. He wants to fish. He wants to hunt. He wants to drink. He wants to go to his socialite events. You know, and as the head football coach of the defending national champion, the Alabama Crimson Tide, you ain't got time for all that. You better get on your job. They're coming for your title.
Yeah, come on, man. They have to. You got to do better than that. The next one I got, Panthers poke fun at Seahawks, Falcons, the Eagles on Ravens and Ravens on Twitter. Seattle started it off, said, "We spied a convention of Eagles during today's practice. Are these yours at the Eagles? Eagles like Seahawks caught you caught us. Eagles, you know spying is illegal. Eagle, right?" Seahawks come back. You know spying is, you know, they show a picture. Seahawks, Falcons come out at the Seahawks. Come on, Eagles, that's Falcon ridiculous. And shows a picture of a Falcon. And then the Ravens get on this and show a picture of a Raven.
Nevermore.
Yeah. And then the Seahawks, if we're talking birds, they show a picture of the Seahawks with upgrade eggs that they're upgrading. But the one that ends it all, let me see, let me get to the end. The Panthers come back at the end. Eagles, Ravens, Seahawks, Falcons. Looking at the timeline like there's a cat watching the bird.
Like, we gonna pounce. We gonna pounce all y'all.
Yeah. So it's pretty funny. Coming, it's a good comeback. Then Jags offensive lineman. Dude, why are you poking? I'm telling you, he was making fun of the Durham Bulls before that. Exactly.
What the hell Durham does the Durham Bulls have to do with anything?
Elbow 70 is an offensive lineman for the Jags.
Elbow?
Yeah. What's his – I'm looking at his name again.
Oh, I thought you said elbow like the thing on your arm.
His name is Elbow – his hashtag is Elbow 70.
Gosh.
Luke Bowanka, that's his name. He's offensive lineman for the Jags.
Okay.
He tweets out, ACC baseball, what a stupid idea to hold your tournament in a little league ballpark. Durham Bulls come back and says, well, that little league ballpark has seen more postseason than you guys ever have. Talking about the Jags.
And it probably has more fans to come see them play than the Jacksonville Jaguars do.
Then he, guy tweets back a couple more faves and you might get called up to the run to Major League Twitter. Then the Bulls come back. A couple more wins, and you might not be arguing with a minor league baseball team on Twitter. Pew, 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 pew. The shots were fired by the Durham Bulls. You don't mess with, I don't understand. You don't mess with these teams.
Do you not realize there is a movie out based on the Durham Bulls?
I don't think he does.
They ain't making no movie about no damn Jacksonville Jaguars. The only Jaguar we care about is the one that drives the British people drive, Jaguar.
But that was one of the best ones of the week coming. And then last but not least, my man Julius Peppers,
J Pep,
what are you doing, man? Since high school we played. I didn't know you were doing it like this. He agrees to pay $8,000 a month in child support to leave his pregnant girlfriend for an Instagram model.
Wow. Who is the Instagram model? Damn!
There you go.
Ooh. I guess so, J-Pep. I ain't mad at you. Damn! That girl is a thoroughbred.
Yeah. So, and matter of fact, I think that's the girl he was with at the game. The pregnant girl. Yeah, he was at the Hornets game that night.
I guess he ain't going to be at no Hornets games with her anymore. Nah. Got him a new Instagram.
$8,000 a month.
It goes down in the DM.
So, anyway, that's our patrolling of the week.
Damn, J-Pep.
Yeah.
They're like, I'll just pay you $8,000 a month. Just so I don't got to be with you. So I can be with this Instagram model.
Instagram models is where it's at right now. Look, I guess you, everybody's doing that. So we'll see. Let's go into Dummies of the Week. Who's there? It's the Breakdown. Dummy of the Week. You got any dummies?
Baylor University. The atrocious acts that went on with your program, within your school, that you thought was cool to just let slide, and then they're not fire the president and the AD just to reassign them, but you did suspend Art Briles instead of just straight out firing him. We all still remember the Dennehy kid that got killed that your people tried to cover up.
Yep. The head coach tried to hide it.
Hide it and then tried to put
Bliss, Dave Bliss.
And tried to throw salt on Dennehy's name like he was a bad kid caught up in drugs or something. And then this comes out that your football team was essentially assaulting people, that y'all were taking rotten eggs from different programs and just having them transfer. And they even tried to lie about it, saying, oh, we called the coaching staff and they told us there was no problem with them. And then the coaching staff that you caught, like that kid from Boise State, that transferred from Boise State to Baylor. And Art Brown said, oh, Boise State staff said this kid was no problem. He's a stand-up guy who ended up eventually getting expelled or something because he did something stupid or arrested. Boise State said, hell no. We told you this kid was a problem. And that's why we were getting rid of him. And but you still went ahead and took him.
They tried to tell him from the get-go.
Baylor is It's disgusting, man. I know y'all built this $300 million, $250 million stadium that you got to pay for. That the football program is bringing in tons of money to help pay for. But disgusting acts like that, man. No high-caliber athlete should want to go play at the University of Baylor, ever.
Seven players have asked out of their letter to commit, and I don't blame them. Somebody actually said today, I think I was listening to Mike and Mike, they were comparing, it's not the same thing, but it's in the same realm of scandal, the Penn State University scandal with Sandusky years ago. All right. It's a major, wait until the whole story comes out. When they release the investigation and everything, I think there's going to be a bunch of bad stuff that comes out of it. Because it looked like and it's not just football team. Everybody throughout the university tried to hide what really happened. Mm-hmm. They tried to persuade people not to come out. And you can't do that. You're entrusted with the future of our kids. All right? There's no way I could send a kid to the University of Baylor with that going on. There's no way. You need a clean house.
Maybe in 10 – if my child gets a letter, a full ride scholarship to come to the University of Baylor, I will not allow my child to go.
Not as long as anybody that was there during this time is still there. All right? Nobody. It's a shame. It's a damn shame that Ken Stark – I'm going to put him on my dummies of the week anyway – who was the president, chancellor, he stepped down to be the law professor at the university. Okay. But this case is getting turned over to the FBI. So you're telling me the guy that is your chancellor is now going to be the law professor at your school? Are you kidding me? That is a federal offense that this guy did, and he's going to stay at your school. You're supporting him. No, that guy's got to go. Art Brawl, you had to clean house, just like Penn State did. They cleaned house, as far as I know. You need to clean house.
Exactly.
And start over.
Exactly.
I mean, that's plain and simple. And like you said, 13, 14 years ago, they hit him. They tried to murder. And now this goes on? No. You need to clean house. Everybody from the top to the bottom. And I don't want anybody to lose their job. But you have to clean house and start over. It's ridiculous. So he's going to stay as a law professor, teaching law. But he committed a big felony.
It's a felony. If I go and sexually assault somebody right now, I'm going to be arrested and looking at a hard time. Same thing with Rock. If he goes and sexually assaults somebody right now, he's going to be looking at a felony with hard time. These guys get reassigned to different jobs. Really? They're still getting paid after committing this atrocity of a crime. This bull crap, man.
If I was a lawyer and, you know, I got thrown in jail, guess what I would do? I wouldn't be a lawyer anymore. They wouldn't allow me to be a lawyer anymore. They wouldn't. They would take my law degree. They would say, nope, here it goes. They should do the same thing. I know he probably didn't commit the crime. He was a part of the crime.
He had knowledge of the crime.
Okay.
Did nothing.
Just like everybody blames Joe Paterno years ago for what happened at Penn State. He was there. He was the man behind everything. This guy's the same way. You have to. They cleaned house at Penn State. The chancellor, everybody left. They need to do the same thing at Baylor and start fresh.
Absolutely.
Anyway, that's my one dummy. You got any more dummies?
That's all I got, man.
Delta Airlines mistakenly identifies the Warriors as 2016 NBA champs.
Oh, they foreshadowed.
When people were booking flights. But, yeah, they're
foreshadowing.
They're foreshadowing, yep. The next one I got real fast, Cavs fan has to eat shirt after betting Warriors would not come back to beat Thunder. Moron.
Eat a shirt.
Eat his own shirt because they came back.
What did you smother your shirt with, ranch dressing, ketchup?
Video is on our Facebook page. Woo. Y'all will see it.
I hope you got to cover that thing up a little bit.
Dude, you can call us at the number. I would have told you they was going to come back. I told you 2 weeks ago if you listened to the show. All right.
We told you. 3-1 didn't mean nothing to me. You know what 3 wins in a series is? Well, you know what 3 wins in a series gets you? Nothing. It means you lost a series because you only won 3 games. You got to win 4 games to win a series.
Yep. You got to close out. Kings point guard Darren Collison arrested for domestic violence.
Idiot.
Dummy. Odell Beckham for hooking up with Khloe Kardashian.
I can't be mad at Odell Beckham about that, man. You see how thick Khloe is. Look at this.
Have you gone to the Kardashian Hall of Shame?
I mean,
do you know what happens to black pro athletes that hook up with Kardashian?
I mean,
do you know? Let me start the list.
I know Lamar Odom, damn
Miles.
Miles.
Austin.
Oh, see.
All right. Reggie Bush.
Reggie Bush won a ring.
Okay. What has he done since? After he hooked up with her, what happened? Nothing.
He dropped her, and that's when the bad stuff got.
No, he won the Super Bowl without her. He dropped her before the Super Bowl. Nothing happened good up until that point. Okay. Then Lamar Odom, I mean, dude.
he was in a brothel dead.
I mean, what do you Humphreys, Chris Humphreys, 79 days.
Hey, he's in Atlanta. He's hitting 3-pointers now.
That's the best thing he's still known for is being married to Kardashian.
James Harden still was
James
second leading scorer in the league last
year. What happened to them? They didn't have a good season, did they?
They made the playoffs.
They didn't, and they got blown out in the first round. They didn't win the game.
Well, this is OBJ. Maybe he thinking he can break
I'm
the curse.
I'm just saying, dude, you better watch it. Hey, you know, go ahead. Hey, I'm all for it. You go ahead. She's a good-looking woman. You know, you're a single guy. She's single now. Go ahead. Make the magic work.
Right.
And, you know, you're playing for the Giants. Make if y'all go 6-10, I'm good with that.
We going to blame Khloe?
I'm blame. Yeah, you got – dude. It never works with Kardashian. What has worked? It's like a curse. I don't know what it is. It's like a curse. And the last one, Padres chairman calls out his team. He bashes team in radio rant, calls them miserable failures.
Wow. All
right.
That's kind of harsh.
I'm going to tell you right now, if – my boss called me and said, you're a miserable failure on the radio. You can find me somewhere else because I will not play for that team anymore. So and as bad as they are, they're not the Atlanta Braves right now.
The Braves won last night. They beat the Giants.
Your chairman called you. There's better words. It's been embarrassing. I don't know how else to put it. Our performance in Road Trip 1-7 was pathetic. I'm very competitive and visual. I think I won a lot more than lost in my life. This baseball experience has been very frustrating, very embarrassing. I consider how former owner Croc would have grabbed a microphone. But you can't call a bunch of athletes miserable failures. All right.
These are the people you employ.
Right. These are who you employed, who you put on the field. You paid to put these people on the field, and you call them miserable failures. What does that make you?
I'm a miserable owner.
Exactly. So, come on, man. There's better ways to do this. Red Sox minor league team to host free – this is a dummy of the week. I'm going into baseball. Red Sox minor league team to host free Brady Fridays. Anyone with a name Tom or Brady – and their name will get in free.
Wow.
Yeah. Then there's a minor league team holding a keep Tom Brady suspended night. And that would be in New York.
Oh, gosh.
Dan Heron wants all his home runs given up to Marlon Byrd be taken off his record. In case you didn't hear, Marlon Byrd was suspended 162 games. For his second offense of PEDs.
Heron, it doesn't matter if they take him off or don't. Marlon Byrd maybe hit how many home runs off he got? I'm pretty sure the number isn't that high.
Let me look.
But,
he's got a case. Does he have a case? I think he does.
No, not really. Because if you laid out a fat pitch that got crushed, then that's on you.
Let's see. I'm trying to see if I can see how many he actually hit off of Heron.
I can't believe it's that many. I can't believe it's more than five.
Four.
Really, four?
You're fuss over four home runs?
Dude.
Dan Heron did give up a lot of home runs, but damn. You're fussing over four home runs.
Fuss over four homers. Four taters. Man, get out of here. Go sit your ass down.
That's
somewhere.
Funny. Four home runs. Who's hot and cold right now in Major League Baseball? The Red Sox are 7-3 last 10.
Boo.
Jackie Bradley Jr. And Mookie Betts both are killing it right now. Blue Jays 7-3. Royals 8-2. Rangers 8-2. Astros 7-3. Nats and Mets are 6-4. Cubs and Pirates 6-4, Giants 8-2, and Dodgers 7-3. After winning 2 out of 3 against the Cubs and 2 out of 4 against the Mets, the O's are 3-7, Rays 2-8, the White Sox 3-7, Phillies lost 5 in a row and are 2-8, the Diamondbacks 3-7, and the pitiful Padres 2-8.
The miserable Padres. Padres.
The miserable Padres, yes.
With a minus 46 run differential. Minus 46. They aren't scoring. They're getting blown out.
Go ahead and get Kemp traded. Go ahead. You might as well.
Gee.
Let's go into Sunshine Players of the Week.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine.
All right. Who is your Sunshine Players?
I got a couple. Martin Truex Jr., Furniture Row Racing, dominated the Coca-Cola 600.
388 laps
of 400. The 400 laps. That Camry was so fast at Sunday. Way to go, Martin Truex Jr., Furniture Row Racing, the only race team not based out of Charlotte. Based out of Denver.
Denver, Colorado.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Out of all places.
I didn't realize that. Is that the only one?
Madison Bumgarner. His last five. He's 5-0 in his last seven starts going back to April 25th with a 1.28 ERA. Unbelievable. And the Golden State Warriors for coming back from 3-1. That's huge. That's huge. Which we knew what they were going to do, but Steph Curry, Klay Thompson.
One of us didn't. Jeffrey.
Jeffrey. Sorry.
Yeah. I could tell you that. Mookie Betts hit 3 home runs Tuesday, hit 2 more yesterday, Wednesday. He's got 5 in 2 days. Killing the ball.
Crushing
lately.
The ball.
This is when you call walk him. you get him out of a rhythm because he's in it right now. Tamika Catchings joined Tina Thompson as the only players in WNBA history to reach 7,000 points.
7,000 points.
Give her
this ball.
Yep.
They only play 30 games, 33 games in the regular season in the summer. And she has 7,000 points. Man.
She's been playing like 10 years, right?
She's been playing 10, 15 years. She's been in a while, but you got to be scoring at a high level for a long time to get 7,000. Diana Taurasi ain't got 7,000 career points. Sue Bird ain't got 7,000, and she's been in the league forever.
That's true. Yeah, Taurasi's been around even longer. Real Madrid won their 11th Euro Cup last weekend in a penalty kick
PK
shootout.
5-3.
Yeah.
Very good game with Atletico. Atletico gave them all they could handle. Just Real had a little more talent, man.
The Dodgers beating the Cubs in 2 out of 3 games and ending Jake Arrieta's consecutive win streak of 23 straight where he started.
Jake Arrieta is human, folks.
And it took a Dodger to prove it. Just saying. No. Corey Seager took him deep, so it was a good game. Paul George is on the cover, NBA 2K17.
And he's on a lot of local Gatorade bottles right now for the Olympics. So, way to go, PG. What a comeback season for PG.
Absolutely. I'm very surprised on the cover of the basketball game, though. Because you had Harden and Davis.
They had Harden, Steph, and AD.
Yeah, last year.
Last year.
So, and you have already had LeBron. You got to do some other stuff.
Yeah, KD. If you want to put Russell Westbrook up there with PG or and a Kyrie Irving or Chris Paul or somebody like that, you know, or a Boogie Cousins, you know, get some new blood in there. I know Boogie ain't been winning, but – or get Dwayne Wade. I haven't seen Dwayne Wade on the cover of any of these.
That he was many years ago.
It's time to give D-Wade some more
D-Wade
love.
No, D-Wade don't need to be back on there. You need to have some fresh faces on there. Like, I loved it when Anthony Davis – James Hart, they were on there. It made sense. You need to have some other.
Put Dame Dollar on there. Dropping dimes.
Yeah, I'm Paul George, just the small market maybe is. I almost would rather see Porzingis. Like a young guy, you know what I'm saying? He had one great
year. He ain't done crap.
No, I know.
You want to put a young player on there, put Andrew Wiggins on there. He ain't done much of anything either. But he's done more than Porzingis.
True. Not a lot more.
Not a lot more, but they're coming.
moving on from that, the next one, I'm going to give a sunshine to the Penguins right now. They're up 2-0. They're up 2-0 in the Stanley Cup. Does the Sharks come back from the 2-0 deficit?
Yeah, because this is hockey.
Yeah, so you think San Jose?
They can get back. I think Pittsburgh has it, though, man. Pittsburgh is – they beat the team I was rooting for. And at the end of the day, Pittsburgh has more offensive talent than San Jose has. between Crosby and Malkin. That line is tough to contend with.
I'm going to say the Sharks will come back. I think they have to win game three, though.
No question.
If you go down 3-0, you ain't coming back. All right. Well, there we go. Let's go into two words for you. And if you're not. All right, Sarah, you got to do a better job than that.
I thought it was Jessica.
I mean, Jessica.
Jessica, Sarah, we just going to call you whatever.
And
so don't be offended.
Down with you're intern. We got two words for you.
All right, two words. Thunder blowing 3-1 series lead.
As expected.
Choke job. And don't tell me. I know Golden State played good, but they gave them that series.
You were up 13 in game six on your home floor, and you choke it away. You choke, absolutely choke it away. There's no excuse.
Not just game six, game five and six, to me, you choked away.
And you were up 13 in game seven.
Right. You went to hero ball, all right? And game seven, I should add them to the dummy. With a minute and a half left, when Steph Curry did that little dribble around throughout the whole court, everybody stopped.
Just looked at him.
When Durant missed that three-point shot, everybody stopped. It's a minute and a half
to go. Y'all quit. Y'all already quit. Tracy McGrady scored 14 points in 40 seconds.
Reggie Miller. You can score. You got two of the best scorers in the NBA. You are never out of a game.
This is what I meant to ask you. How is it that Oklahoma City has two of the five best players in the league in the world, and they can't get to the finals? When the Bulls had two of the five best players in the world, they won six titles in 8 years. This team can't even get to the finals. Why is that?
I think it's hard, dude. I don't care what anybody says. When you're that good, it comes down to determination and the heart. Do you have the heart? I don't know if Westbrook does. The only thing I saw Westbrook do was laugh at Steph Curry after game five.
After game five. When they
Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing?
Y'all just gave up a great opportunity to close the show on this team, and you laugh. You giggle.
He reverted back to the old Russell Westbrook. We saw against San Antonio in the first four games of this series, we saw one of the best players in the league. Then games five, six, seven, he went back to being Russell Westbrook, where I'm gonna jack up shots wherever and
I'm gonna turn and not the ball make my over teammates in the last better. 5 minutes. The last 5 minutes of game six, the Thunder were 1 for 5 with 6 turnovers.
They had 4 points in the last 5 minutes, 6 turnovers.
And all of them were from Westbrook and Durant.
Yep. From your stars.
And you look at Clay and Steph, they had 11 points or 14 points in the last 5 minutes, or six, and they were like 6 for 11 from the field. No turnovers.
Until Durant and Westbrook figure out how to close out games. And I'm talking maturity and responsibility of making their team better to close out games. They do not make their team better. I mean, they did the first four games. Let's say that because they moved the ball around, got people open. You know, they were passing the ball, getting people shots. Then game five, I don't know what they changed their game plan again. Let's go back to hero ball.
Let's do something stupid.
And it just come on, man. But at some point, them two have to get it in their heads. Hey, if they're going to stay together, you have to make your teammates better. That's what makes you all-time great player.
Do it together or find something else.
Right. I mean, that is what makes you better, making those guys. Look, last time I checked, Jordan passed it to John Paxson.
He passed it to Steve Kerr.
Steve Kerr.
He passed it to Craig Hodges.
You know, you got Scottie Pippen and Jordan on the team because they made their teams better, just like Steph Curry is doing now with the Warriors, him and Klay Thompson. They may take over at moments, but those bench players step up. They don't play hero ball the whole game. So, I mean, they have good ball movement. Oklahoma City just stopped moving the ball, and it was sad. Oklahoma City blew that series. Golden State played good. But they blew that. Just like you said, 6 turnovers and 4 points in the last 5 minutes. That's choking.
That was the series right there because you knew they weren't going to win Game 7.
Well, 2 words after the Thunder. Jim Grove hired as Baylor's interim coach.
Not enough. They have not done enough to rectify the situation to me.
Not right. Jim Grove actually said at Wake Forest he took on some questionable talent into his program. And this is the guy you hired to be your head coach right now to lead you out of a mess? I mean, I know he never got in trouble at Wake Forest, but he admitted he took some questionable talent to get better on the football field. You right now, you need a guy just to lead you through this mess and then worry about getting better on the football field later. To me, it still feels like they got the football first and the students second. So I will have an issue with that. Nick Foles skipping OTAs for the Rams.
Big mistake. Go in there, compete. Show that you are still a capable quarterback. And don't let Jared Goff just walk in and take the job. But you not showing up just shows your lack of competitiveness, your lack of maturity, and I wouldn't be shocked if he doesn't play another game in the NFL.
2 words, big coward, just like Sam Bradford did. Why are you not there practicing? This is your job to lose. Don't skip it because you feel hurt they drafted a quarterback ahead of you.
Did you not see your stats from last year?
Competition should make you better. Conor McGregor says he almost beat Nate Diaz.
Almost is not winning. I know that's 4 words, but almost is not winning.
I got 3. Watch the video. Tell me where you almost beat him at. Because you still got knocked out.
He almost stopped him with cuts. But...
His and hers basketball video.
Great duo. I love Michael Smith and Jemele Hill. They have a great chemistry on this show, and they do it right, man.
If you haven't watched it, please do. It's a funny video. Curtis Blow did it originally. They did a great job. I'll say great video. I love watching old stuff like that anyway. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 come out this weekend.
Go Ninja. Go Ninja. Go.
Can we get a Vanilla Ice remix?
Go, 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 go. Ninja, 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 Ninja. Chop.
We need to get one of those, man. All right, let's go with Bon Voyage.
I would say Bon Voyage.
All right, you got any?
Of course, to this week's episodes of the Breakdown Sports Show, BSS Carolinas ain't nothing finer. We're going to bring it to you all the time. And thanks for tuning in. Check out all our podcasts on all the stations we always mention. And follow us on Twitter. Add us on Snap, man. We're on Snapchat. BSS Absolutely. Carolinas, add us.
And I promise I will try to do some more Snapchatting. Just send us a friend request. You know, let us know. It's a fun little thing. So, a couple for me. Walter Thurman III retires at age 28 after seven season in the NFL.
Damn, Philadelphia. Y'all just can't get right, man.
Bryce DeJohn Jones of the Pelicans dies at age 23 from a gunshot wound after he broke into an apartment.
Rest in peace, man.
Rest in peace, definitely. It's a bad story. It sounds like he broke in and he thought somebody else lived there, somebody he knew. You break into somebody's house or home.
In Texas, you're probably going to get shot.
Anywhere. I mean, just you can't, you know, it's a sad situation. I hate somebody that, you know, it's that rest in peace, buddy. Khloe Kardashian, we talked about earlier, files for divorce from Lamar Odom.
For a second time.
Right? And probably the last time. Cowboys third-round pick Malik Collins broke his ankle, will be out 10 to 12 weeks.
Ouch.
That's another defensive tackle.
Is this a precursor for the Cowboys season?
If we keep going like this, we'll have to sign Greg Hardy back.
Greg, hey!
Yeah, I hope not. It will be a long season for me and the Cowboys. Marlon Byrd suspended 162 games after his second failed PED test.
Side piece.
And Baylor's president, Ron Starr. Yeah, he resigns from president, but he's going to be the law professor.
Still going to take a high-paying job.
If you want to send any of your students to for law, don't send them to Baylor.
Please.
Because that's crazy. And that is it. Got anything else?
Always. Sports is life, man.
And you can catch us everywhere. Follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolinas and share us on Facebook. And we'll see you later.
Can't you see the sunshine? Can't you just feel the moonshine? Ain't it like a friend of mine? Take me from behind. Oh, I'm gone, Carolina, in my mind. Catherine, she's a silver sun. You best walk her way and watch it shine. Watch her, watch the morning come. A silver tear appearing now while I'm crying. Need I? I'm going to Carolina in my mind. There'll be no doubt in no one's mind that love's the finest thing around. Whisper something soft and kind. Hey, baby, the sky's on fire. I'm dying. Need I? Need I gone to Carolina in my mind? In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina. Can't you see? Just feel the moonshine. Ain't it like a friend of mine? Keep me from behind till I'm gone, Carolina, in my mind. Dark and silent late last night, think I might have heard the highway calling. Geese in flight and dogs at flight. Signs in my be omens say I'm